This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Family of Nepali student Bipin Joshi hopes for his safe return amid Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Nepal to host Sagarmatha Sambad on climate justice. And Davos Forum beginning today in Switzerland with 3,000 global figures. Now the news in detail. The family of Bipin Joshi from Kanchanpur, who has been held captive by Hamas in Gaza for the past 15 months, clings to hope for his safe return following the recent ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. While the initial prisoner exchange saw the release of three hostages by Hamas, Bipin was not among them, neither was his name on the list of the hostages to be released in the first phase. This has left his family anxious, though they remain hopeful that he will be included in subsequent phases of the prisoner exchange. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak assured the public that the government was actively working to secure Bipin's release. Minister Lekhak stated that they have received information indicating that Bipin was still alive in Hamas's custody, adding that the government was committed to his safe return and was exploring all diplomatic channels to achieve this. Nepal is set to host the Sagarmatha Sambad in May this year. Sagarmatha Sambad, which translates to Mount Everest Dialogue, is a high-level international conference aimed at advocating for climate justice and addressing the impacts of climate change on mountainous regions. The dialogue will coincide with the International Year of Glaciers Preservation and will bring together world leaders, experts and stakeholders to discuss solutions and mobilize global action. Nepal, which is a highly vulnerable country to climate change, seeks to leverage the dialogue to raise awareness about the challenges faced by mountain communities, secure climate finance and advocate for compensation for environmental services it provides. The event will focus on themes such as climate justice, adaptation strategies and youth engagement in addressing climate change. Sagarmatha Sambad is expected to play a crucial role in Nepal's efforts to raise its voice on the global climate stage and contribute to meaningful international cooperation in addressing this pressing global challenge. The Madhya province produced 45,571 metric tons of fish in the fiscal year 2023-24. According to a report by the Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, the production of the fish increased by 5.04% in the last fiscal year in the districts of Madhya province compared to the fiscal year 2022-23. As per the report, Bara district produced the highest quantity of fish with 22.43%, while Parsa district had the lowest contribution to fish production in the province with just 7.99%. However, farmers have complained of limited marketing and pricing for fish. Farmers say imports from India were high and they lacked technical expertise. Meanwhile, the Nepal Rashtra Bank stated that the production of milk increased in the province as well. Production of milk increased to 654,122 litres in the fiscal year 2023-24. Siraha district produced the highest quantity of milk, while Saptari had the lowest contribution. The Gandaki province government has initiated plans to use Gurung and Magar languages as the official languages in the province. Social Development Minister of Gandaki province, Bindu Kumar Thapa, shared that processes have been forwarded to use the two languages for official communication in the province. The Social Development Ministry conducted a program in Damoli yesterday to collect recommendations on these proposals. Minister Thapa said that the province government had prepared a bill to use these two languages as the official languages and the recommendations have been collected from the districts. The bill is being currently formulated and will be tabled in the winter session of the Gandaki Province Assembly. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The annual meeting of the World Economic Forum is beginning today in the Swiss resort town of Davos with the theme Collaboration for the Intelligent Age. The event, known as the Davos Forum, will run until 24th of January and will convene global leaders to address key global and regional challenges. These include responding to geopolitical shocks, stimulating growth to improve living standards, and stewarding a just and inclusive energy transition. This year's edition brings together nearly 3,000 prominent figures from over 130 countries, spanning diverse sectors and regions to foster dialogue, build trust, and drive collaboration action. The forum will feature over 350 government leaders, including 60 heads of state and government. Participants include the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who will join via live video in an interactive session, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and Chinese Vice Premier Ding, among others. More than 1,600 business leaders, including over 900 CEOs and board chairs, are from the World Economic Forum member companies and partners will participate, alongside over 120 global innovators, tech leaders, and startup founders. The forum will center discussions around five key pillars: rebuilding trust, reimagining growth, investing in people, safeguarding the planet, and industries in the intelligent age. The Fazal ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its second day today. 90 Palestinian prisoners were released overnight as part of the first phase of the ceasefire. The Israeli prison service has said most of them women and teenage boys. Three Israeli women, including a dual British national, were earlier released by Hamas. They are being treated in a Tel Aviv hospital and are in a stable condition. There have been emotional reunions on both sides. Palestinians were greeted with hugs and cheers by their families, while freed hostage Emily Damari shared the moment she had a video call with her family. The ceasefire in Gaza came into force after a last-minute delay yesterday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the country today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Family of Nepali student Bipin Joshi hopes for his safe return amid Israel-Hamas's fire. Nepal to host Sagarmatha Sambad on climate justice. And Davos Forum beginning today in Switzerland with 3,000 global figures. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov and also www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.